how will a President Biden in the White House affect the news landscape? Former President Trump came from a combative reality television background. You're fired. He brought that chaos and combativeness to the country's top office. Now we have the man he derisively called Sleepy Joe Biden. Let us bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. So glad you're here, David. Let's talk about this landscape. On day one, Fox News opinion host came out swinging against new President Biden. Here's Sean Hannity.
In his first address to the nation, Joe predictably meandered his way through what is a truly unremarkable, totally forgettable, even pre-rehearsed set of remarks. Let's be honest. The rest of the media mob, they were just flat out lying to the American people as per usual. This was not in any way, shape, manner, or form a memorable speech.
The rest of the media mob, that included in Fox's news division, Fox's Chris Wallace, because he called Biden's inaugural address the best he'd ever heard. David, we know there's a divide within Fox, but it seems more pronounced since Trump ditched Fox News for other networks, One America and other, you know, partisan outlets, because Fox News acknowledged that Biden won. So what's going on at Fox?
Well, I think it's important to note that Trump didn't really ditch Fox. What Trump did was get angry at those at Fox who would sometimes admit facts against his interest or report the news. And there are some journalists at Fox who work diligently to do just that. It's just not the point of Fox. Trump doubled down on the sort of sycophantic far-right media and on those folks within Fox who comprise a lot of its most important hours, people in primetime, Maria Bartiromo, Lou Dobbs, Fox and Friends, people who would give him time of day. We just heard Sean Hannity described the rest of the media as a mob. Let's think about the word mob and what context we've heard that in the past couple of weeks. We heard about him saying that the rest of the media is lying to you. Let's think about the way in which the American people were lied to by the ex-president and some of his most prominent supporters, some of them on Fox News itself. What Fox is desperate to do is to try to hold on to the president's core voters who have been very demoralized by what's happened, which they've said repeatedly, and to keep that as their base. How do they do that? Well, they pivot away from talking about the events of 1-6 or the rifts within the Republican Party about the questions of accountability, and they focus all on, let's look back at Hunter Biden. Let's find ways to attack Joe Biden. Let's find ways to figure out lines to demonize Kamala Harris, the new vice president. There are ways in which they're trying to shift attention and their narrative to try to make themselves in some ways victims of what's played out and to make themselves able to go on the attack against a new administration rather than defending the old one.
I feel we always have to slap that back a little bit. Hunter Biden, who make foolish business decisions. Investigations found he did not do any influence peddling when it came to his father, who was then vice president. But David, you know, more about how the Trump followers are addressed. We're reading about how believers in the ridiculous QAnon conspiracy theory that Trump was here to save America from Democrats who were trafficking and with children are now shocked that that's not true. And then there was the insurrection, as you mentioned, 1-6. How does the hard right media cater to Trump's base as it may be discovering it was lied to?
Well, you've seen them have to back off a little bit about some of this explicit claims about the election in the face of some very strong and probably pretty powerful legal arguments made by lawyers for one of the main voting machine companies, Dominion, that a lot of seemingly completely false claims were made about. And yet the larger claims, utterly baseless, continue to be propagated in places like Newsmax, places like OAN, places like Gateway Pundit, other places online. Fox News itself, you asked about how they've changed. What we know, they say they've done a certain kind of restructuring to meet the moment and the finances and what have you. But they also ushered a number of their sort of more straight ahead news folks out the door, particularly on the digital side, including a fellow named Chris Steirwalt, who is not only the political editor for Fox, but somebody who appeared on the air and somebody who defended Fox's call on election night itself of Arizona for Joe Biden, not for Donald Trump. That was the first outlet to do it. It has been a sore point ever since. There's been reporting that suggests that Rupert Murdoch, the ultimate owner of Fox News, weighed in and said, we don't want to be in the calling Trump's supporters out camp. We want to be finding ways to appeal to them. And you've seen them also strip away an hour of news at 7 o'clock each night that was devoted to news. And instead, now it's for harder opinion.
Yeah, I want to make sure I've asked you. I mean, of course, there's CNN. And here's CNN's late night opinion host, Don Lemon, who marked the end of Trump's presidency after playing a clip from Trump's 2016 inaugural address.
4 years that started with that speech about American carnage. 4 years ending with true American carnage. A riot. A pandemic. Carnage. More than 400,000 Americans dead from coronavirus. And a president whose dereliction of duty let this all happen on his watch.
Look, strong words. And much of CNN's fuel was in criticizing President Trump in the last few months especially. But, David, we're reading a column in today's Washington Post. It's from opinion editor Karen Atiyah. It's titled, "The Media Had a Role to Play in the Rise of Trump. It's Time to Hold Ourselves Accountable." She calls out the endless oxygen, she says, given to Trump lies. And you could add, while many newsrooms were debating whether or not to call them lies, she takes on otherism, the idea that you couldn't say something negative about Donald Trump unless you said something negative about Democrats. Does she have a point in the minute we have?
I mean, the crazy thing is this is something that people in jobs like mine have been doing since 2015, 2016, about the election period. I think there's a danger of not examining what we've done right and what we've done wrong in the Trump years. There's a danger of overcompensating and trying to prove that we're tough on Biden. And at the same time, there's also a danger of saying that Trump has so distorted and warped our norms that you're not going to hold Biden accountable for even the more moderate transgressions. I think that Biden has to be held accountable. He has to be pushed to be transparent. And, you know, the way in which the press stands up for its values is not to be partisan, but it's to be vigorous in its pursuit of truth, the facts for the public it serves, no matter who's in power.
Well, we'll have discussion another time, I think, about, you know, whether newsrooms are soul-searching after the last 4 years. I'd love to have more time with you on that. NPR's media correspondent, David Folkenflik, thank you so much.
You bet.